Talks continue in the US between Secretary of State Antony Blinken and the foreign ministers of Armenia and Azerbaijan. Tensions have been high after Baku installed a checkpoint at the start of the Lachin Corridor Road, the only route linking Armenia to the territory of Nagorno-Karabakh. Well, let's speak to Bernard Smith. He's in Armenia's capital, Yerevan, for us. Bernard, can you walk us through the significance of these talks? They've been going for some time.
Anastasia, this is the longest period of time foreign ministers, senior ministers from Azerbaijan and Armenia have been talking head-to-head in, we understand, more than 20 years. They were brought together by Antony Blinken on Sunday. He chaired bilateral talks between the two, and then the two ministers and their counterparts and their assistants have gone away and have been talking since then. They're discussing an agreement on the normalization of relations. What brought them together, this latest bout of talks, was a decision by Azerbaijan to put in a checkpoint on the main Lachin corridor that leads the ethnic Armenians from their enclave into Armenia proper. And it's that checkpoint that is really the shadow over these talks. Russian military convoys are the only traffic now on this road that links the ethnic Armenians in Nagorno-Karabakh through Azerbaijan to Armenia. The Russians are peacekeepers and supposed to keep the road open, but Azerbaijan set up a checkpoint last week. It's left ethnic Armenians stranded in hotels in the nearest border town. Some have been here since December, when the road was first blocked by Azerbaijani government-backed environmental activists.
We can't let the Azerbaijanis check our passports on principle. There should be no such thing. I don't want to pass under the poster, "Welcome to Azerbaijan." They must realize that it is "Welcome to Karabakh."
This is as far as we were allowed to go on the Armenian side. Two wars sparked by the Nagorno-Karabakh dispute between these former Soviet republics has killed tens of thousands of people. Ethnic rivalry still smoulders. Azerbaijan says it has a right to have a checkpoint on its internationally recognised border. The problem is that the 2020 Russia-brokered peace deal between Azerbaijan and Armenia says there's supposed to be free movement of ethnic Armenians into the enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh. And now there isn't. Azerbaijan is investing hundreds of millions of dollars in the land it took back from Armenia in the 2020 war and has its sights set on establishing sovereignty over the part of Karabakh it doesn't yet control.
Before the occupation, the half of the city's population were Azerbaijanis, but currently only Armenians living there. But my hope is that very soon we will be returning back to our constituency.
With Russia apparently distracted by the war in Ukraine, the EU and US are now trying to ease tensions.
Armenians living in Nagorno-Karabakh are sure that if there's a checkpoint, and they will have to go through those checkpoints, for sure Azerbaijan can detain Armenians, can create security challenges and many other things. So the checkpoint, the major reason of the checkpoint is the ethnic cleansing preparation process.
The border remains a dangerous place. Seven soldiers were killed in fighting in April. But there's hopes that the talks taking place in Washington, D.C. may produce some sort of a deal. Now in their fourth day, it's the longest period of time ministers from both countries have met in more than 20 years. Bernard Smith, Al Jazeera, on the Armenia-Azerbaijan border. Now, Russia says it welcomes any attempt to bring peace between the two sides, but it wants to be involved, and any agreement should be on the basis of that 2020 peace deal that the Kremlin brokered. But Armenia has been very frustrated with Russia's involvement in this. It says that Russia should have stopped them building the checkpoint, sort of stopped Azerbaijan building the checkpoint, and it didn't. And it didn't provide Azerbaijan, Armenia with the support, it expected to have when that checkpoint was built. That's why Armenia sort of reached out, asked the US and the EU and the US to get involved in future peace negotiations.
Bernard Smith there with the latest for us, keeping an eye on those talks from Yerevan. Thank you very much, Bernard.